Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to God's Favorite Ministries. This is your host, Minister Janice. What a blessing it is to be found in the presence of an almighty God. I'm going to give him praise today. I'm going to exalt him. I'm going to lift him up. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to call on him. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to call on him because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all praises. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we just bless him. We bless him today. Oh, and we thank him for everything that he's done, everything that he's doing in our lives. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just lift him up this evening. Oh, yes. We know that so many things are going on. So much is going on in our world today, but we have a risen Savior. Yes, and he's in our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He comes and he resides in our hearts. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And we call on him. Hallelujah, because he's almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We know that it's very cold in many places, but God is able. He's an able God. Hallelujah. Oh, he's able to keep you warm. Yes, he is. He gives you wisdom. He gives you knowledge of how to do it and when to do it. Oh, and what not to do. Oh, that's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we just thank him today. We thank him for his many blessings that he has showered upon us. Nobody else could do it. Oh, nobody could do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know we always start off with prayer. Prayer is our method of communication to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Huh? That's who we communicate with. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank him today. We thank him. Oh, yes. When we pray, we thank him. Oh, yes, because we know that he's already answered us. Oh, before we could even finish our sentence. Yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master. Thanking you, God, for your many blessings that you shower upon us, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful for everything that you do, God. We are just grateful, God, for just allowing us to see this day, Master. We are just thankful, Lord. Oh, yes, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Master, for the rising of today. You allowed us to rise up, oh, God, and we saw a brand new day. We saw a day that we had never seen before, oh, God. We thank you, Master. We thank you, God. Oh, Master, so many times that we don't get a chance to thank you, God. But we just want to thank you right now, God, for your keeping power, for your saving power, for your redeeming power. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your keeping power. Oh, God, you kept us, God. Oh, for many generations, God, you have been our keeper, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the many blessings that you shower upon us, oh, God. Thank you for the directions that you give us, oh, God. Oh, Master, we thank you, God. You never leave us alone, oh, God, that you're always with us. You're ever present. Oh, you're omnipresent with us. Oh, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise today. We give you praise, Master. Oh, for everything that you're doing in our lives, oh, God. Things that we see, things that we don't see. We know that you're working it out on our behalf, oh, God. You're working it out, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. Keeping our minds stayed on you, oh, God. And not on the situations, not on the tribulations, not on the abuse, not on the things that are so overwhelming for us, oh God. Yes. Many times we have abused, we are cast down, oh God. But we know that you're ever present with us, oh God. Oh, yeah, and we know that you give us mercy, God. You give us mercy, Master. And we just thank you. We thank you, God, for your mercy, Lord, because we know that your mercy is new. Your mercy is new every day, God. Oh, yes, your mercy is new. And we thank you, God, for your mercy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all the listeners, God. Yes, yes. Those that are far and near, God. Master, we just bless you, God. And we thank you for this opportunity that we can come today in your presence, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, in your presence, God. Oh, yes, we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Yes, we're going to yield quickly to our co-host, Sister Peggy, as she comes. Amen. Sister Peggy.
Well, good evening, and praise the Lord. We are completed a whole week in the new year. Isn't that wonderful? This is God's favorite radio program featuring our pastor, Evangelist Vivian George, and is filling in tonight, Minister Janice Williams. A special thank you for that. And she is also the host of Victorious Living, a part of a ministry of our God's favorites on Friday nights at 7. And Sunday nights, we have our pastor, Vivian George, at 7 p.m. also. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Isn't it wonderful that we can come to the Lord and bring him praises and good reports? I have a good report tonight to give you on a prayer request that we have asked for many of you to pray for with us. My cousin in Tennessee, her surgery proved a success, and they did not have to remove the vertebrae in her neck. They could just take and strengthen them with another bone. Isn't that wonderful? God has given man the instructions on how he can uplift and keep that body working right. It's wonderful. It's a miracle in itself. Medicine is here to help us. Yes, sometimes it damages us. But we want to thank God tonight for the many blessings that we have encountered this year. And if we look into Psalm 47, it says, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with joy. The Lord Most High is wonderful. He is a great king over all the earth. He defeated nations for us and put them under our control. He chose the land we would inherit. We are the children of Jacob, whom he loved. God has risen with a shout of joy. The Lord has risen as the trumpet sounded. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. God is king of all the earth, and so sing a song of praise to him. God is king over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The leaders of the nations meet with the people of God of Abraham, because the leaders of the earth belong to God. He is supreme. Isn't that wonderful to start the year off knowing God is the king of the world, and he is our king in our lives? Yes, many of us go through a lot of illnesses, a lot of betrayals, a lot of everything you could think of the devil would like to bring against us. But our God is the king of the world. So I was going through a little hymnal that I have here on my piano, and I was looking at some of the songs that we used to sing years ago that we don't hear no more in most of the churches. This world is not my home. We're just passing through. Think about it. We don't have to think about the world as our home. We have a heavenly home prepared for us. And we just have a little talk with Jesus and ask him to settle all the mishaps that we have facing us in this new world. And just think about how surprising he can do the miracles in our lives. And, of course, we'll work till Jesus comes. Isn't that wonderful that we can work in his vineyard and we can bring souls to him and we can throw out that lifeline that he is the only one that can bring it in. But if we live that life for him, people will see others' faces of life that God has given us. And they will come to know that the power is into the blood that will cleanse them from all of their sins and unrighteousness. God tells us to rescue our people, and he tells us to take and prepare ourselves to be ministers unto him. And I thank God today for my many blessings that I have bestowed upon me from time to time. And many times we all get discouraged and don't want to do any more because we are such down and down low point in our lives. But we can go to the cross, and that's where we can see our light. And that old song said, at the cross, when I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Think about it, friends. Everyone that's listening tonight, we thank you for listening to our God's Favorite Radio program. And we just ask a special blessing on our Pastor Vivian George and also our Pastor Janice Williams, bringing the joy of the Lord to you in words. And may this program be blessed, as this is our first broadcast for the year 2018. And may we hear from you more often. Just call in and tell us how you feel about our program. Proclaim the word of God. Let someone know to call this number on Friday nights at 7 and Sunday nights at 7. Area code 714-409-0578. And you will be encouraged. You will hear the word of God. And that's what God said for us to do. Proclaim his blessings and his words to others that they might be saved and they might come to know him before it's too late. We have a challenge this year to go ahead and spread the word again and again to others. May you all be blessed, and thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio programs on Sunday nights and Friday nights. We love you. And we turn our service back over to our dear, good friend, Minister Janice Williams.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sister Peggy. We are truly blessed for those words of encouragement and those praise report. That's what I was just saying to myself as I listened to you. I say, glory to God, praise reports, because it's so important that we pray for people and we seeking God on their behalf, and to get a report that is praised, that we can give God all the praise for. That just does my day. I mean, that's I'm totally happy, totally happy. But we see that our pastor is present, and we want her to know that she will get a chance to give us say something to us before we end this evening. And we're just going to move right on with what we have to share. And tonight we want to just stay focused with praise, as we were talking about the praise report. We want to just expound on praise. Praise is, it simply means to extend a hand, to throw out the hand, therefore to worship with external hands. You know, your hands, in your hands, there's something you could do with your hands when you're praising. Yeah. And it said, now think think for a minute, we all have prayed something. We all have prayed something. We all have prayed something good, or we all have prayed something that's not so good for us. Yeah. Praise to someone. We praised someone that was actually in a fight. We praised someone when they actually stole something. We praised family breakups. We've actually been a part of that type of exaltation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We praised a lot of things. We praised a lot of situations, some good and many, many, many bad, yes. But worship feels Feeling is an expression to worship, to give reverence to adoration of a deity. Yeah. Here in the book Genesis 22:5, it speaks about how Abraham walked off because he needed to go have time to worship. Yeah. And as Genesis 22:5, Abraham, he even acknowledged the importance of worship. Worship is something else we do excessively. We do. Many times we worship the wrong things. Yeah. You know, there's good and bad in everything. And so we have to look at how we can correct some of the things that we're doing. Yeah. God is a God of correction. God is a God where he wants us to step up and correct and prune us into where he desires for us to be. Yeah, yeah. Many of us worship things. We worship objects. We worship monetary things. We worship possessions and many, many other things we worship. Well, this is 2018. It's a new year. Maybe you've been doing it wrong. But today is a new beginning. Yes, 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 yes. It's a new beginning. And we can all take time and learn how to worship. How to worship. How to really worship. Turn with me quickly to Luke 19, and we're going to go with verses 37 through 40. That's Luke. Yes, yes, yes. And while you're turning there, we just want to say again that we're just blessed to have everyone that's present and accountable for this evening. Yes, God is able. He's an able God. Yeah. And I heard Sister Peggy say something in the effect that sometimes we feel discouraged. And many times we feel discouraged. The enemy, that's his job, to make us feel discouraged, make us feel unwanted, make us feel we don't have hope. But I'm here to tell you tonight, through praise, glory to God, we all have hope. We all have hope, and our hope is in Jesus. In this particular, we got five verses, we see that Jesus is on his mission. I'm just going to paraphrase that real quick. He's on his mission as he does, and he's walking, and he's coming through a town called Bethsheba. Yeah, Bethsheba. A-G-E, and it's at Bethel, and it's at the Mount of Olives. Isn't this something? Yeah, it's at the Mount of Olives. And verse 37 says, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the multitude of the disciples begin to rejoice. They begin to praise. Listen at that. They begin to praise God with a loud voice. A loud voice. I didn't say a whisper. A loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Now, Sister Peggy, just her relative. The relative that was actually healed. Yeah. In our spiritual eyes, she was healed. Glory to God. So this should be a praise. Right in here. Yeah, and it shouldn't be a whisper. It should be a loud exhortation to God. Hallelujah. For his goodness. For his healing power. Hallelujah. Because nobody could do us like Jesus. Nobody has the ability. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 38, and it says, saying, they want to say, blessed be the king that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Hallelujah. See, when you know that you know that you know, hey, glory to God. And then without a shadow of a doubt that nobody else could do that. Nobody else could do it. Nobody but Jesus. Glory to God. That's when you could break out with a dance. You could break out with a shout. Hallelujah. Yeah. Look at verse 39. Mm-hmm. Some of the Pharisees. The Pharisees. What did the Pharisees do? Some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, he said, Master. And usually when this type of conversation is getting ready to take place, this is where the whisper takes place. This is where it's really settled, that he says, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Listen at that. He's saying to rebuke them, huh? In the name of Jesus, to rebuke them. Why do you think he's saying that? Huh? Why is he saying that? Yeah. Look at that. He's saying that because the Pharisees never accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They would never give him any praise. They would never exalt him. Yeah, look at verse 40. And he answered, our Jesus. He answered and he said unto them, I tell you that if these, the disciples, should hold their peace. Glory to God. Look at this. He said that the rocks, the stones, they would immediately, not next week, not tomorrow, not next overnight, right now, immediately, they will cry out. Glory to God. They're going to cry out. They're going to break out in a praise, huh? Yeah. He said, we will cry out with praise. We choose, we are in Christ. We choose to exalt his holy name. Yeah. We choose to give reverence to an almighty God. Why? Because I don't want rocks to cry out for me. Do you want any rocks to cry out for you? Yeah. When God has given you your hands, when he has allowed you to have feet, when he has allowed you to have a voice, use everything, hallelujah, that God has given you. Praise God, huh? Yeah, let's look at Psalms 150 and verse 6. Our word tonight is praise, oh God. Praise, that's what our word is. So it says in verse 50, chapter 50, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm excited because we serve a risen Savior. Yeah, and he's in this world. He's in here today. He walks with me. He talks with me. Glory to God. Ha, hallelujah. He talked with me when I was in my sleep, when I'm in sleep and when I'm slumbering. He talks to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 150 and verse 6 says, let everything, did you hear what I said? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. So this is going to be a praise. So this is going to be when we exalt. This is going to be when we acknowledge. This is going to be when we give exaltation. Yeah. And we give reverence. When we praise him. We praise him with our lips. We praise him with our hands. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let everything, everyone, yeah, who has a breath in their body. Did you hear what I said? That if you have breath in your body, this day, 2018, you can praise God. Yeah, yeah. Because this is where your praise should lie. This is where your energy should be in praising him. Yeah, yeah. The one who saved you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The one. Woo, glory to God. The one who gives us the Holy Spirit. That comes and lead us and guide us into all truth, who protects us. That's who we give our praise to. Yeah, we give praise to the one who gives us peace. Hallelujah. Peace that surpasses all understanding. He said it would keep your heart and it would keep your mind. Hallelujah. Oh, we give praise to the one who gives us righteousness. Hallelujah. We can't go to the store. We can't go buy righteousness. Hallelujah. Only God, hallelujah, can give us righteousness. Oh, yes. He gives us joy, unspeakable joy. Look at joy. Look at joy. When we walk outside and we engage in the fresh air and we see even in the rain, when the rain drops are falling and the grass is standing tall and the flowers are enjoying the drops, that's joy. Yeah. Yeah, that's joy, because our Lord and Savior takes care of the earth. He takes care of our surroundings. Hallelujah. He knows what we need, and we give him praise because he gives us family. Oh, glory to God. Family. Yes. Many times we say family is bad. Family is the worst thing, but God gives us family. Yes. Family comes and family supports us. Yes. When we're in need, family arrives. Glory to God, huh? Yeah. He gives us righteous teachers. Yeah, he gives us righteous ministers of the word of God. He's the gift giver now. He's the gift giver. So this is where our praise should lie. He's the one who gives us food, clothing, and shelter. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he takes care of us out of the weather, out of the rain, out of the snow. It's all because of God. He's the gift giver to us. Oh, yeah. And the main thing, he gives us salvation. Hallelujah. He has prepared a place for us. Hallelujah. He's prepared a place for us. And not only has he prepared a place for us, but as Sister Peggy stated, he is a God that heals our bodies. Hallelujah. He's a healer, I tell you. And we give him praise. We give him praise, and we thank him. Mm-hmm. We thank him. Oh, yes, glory to God. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Turn with me to Psalms 95 and 6. Mm-hmm. 95 and 6 says, Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God. We're going to kneel. And we're going to kneel and worship. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to go into exhortation to him. Yeah, to him who praise and honor belongs to. Yeah, listen to this. Everybody does not have the ability to worship God. Let's be clear with that. Everybody don't have that ability. No. In order to worship God, first, you must be broken. Are you listening to me? You must be broken. Yeah, you got to be broken in order to worship God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Two, you have to submit to him in order to praise God. Yeah, you got to submit to God, huh? Yes, you must submit to him in order to be able to serve God. Yeah, listen at that. Listen. Okay. Three, we must believe that through all that he loves us. We got to believe. We got to believe. You hear what I'm saying? So we walk in by faith because we believe that he loves us. Hallelujah. Four, when you can kneel and worship because after the brokenness, hey, you understand. You understand. You get the revelation of who God is. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Because you're broken. Yeah, you have learned how to seek his face. You have learned how to spend time with an almighty God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Turn with me quickly to John 4 and 23. John 4 and 23 says, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true, did you hear what I said? The true worshipers shall worship the Father in the Spirit. Spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Now what am I saying here? Be clear to me. What am I saying? Look here at John. John, he's standing tall. He's proclaiming in the name of Jesus. He's proclaiming it. He's speaking loud. He's not in a whisper. He's proclaiming. Yeah, and it's coming from his heart. Yeah, yeah. He's proclaiming this. So, but the time, he said, the time has come. So that means, are you ready? Because the time is now. The time right now, tonight, right now, is time to praise the God that I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you can raise your hand. Hallelujah. You can give him praise. Yeah, yeah. When the true worshiper, the true worshiper is the one who worships from the heart. Hallelujah. Nobody got to come and pump you up. Nobody got to come and beg you. Oh, please come worship. Nobody got to do that. Because the true worshiper stands ready. Mm-hmm. He may start off small. He may start off in a whisper. But, oh, glory to God. Oh, his heart is ready. His heart is fixed. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's ready to worship the Father. Mm-hmm. And the Father is looking for those who desire to worship him in truth. So this is not a phony worship. This is genuine. Mm-hmm. This is sincere. Mm-hmm. So this means that the radar, now anybody know what the radar, if you drive a car, you know what the radar is. The radar is on. He's looking for you. He's looking to see, where are you in this 2018? Where are you? Worshipers, the true ones, he's looking for you. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn with me real quickly to 1 Peter 2 and 9. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Peter 2 and 9. And we're going to, after 1 Peter 2 and 9, we're going to yield to our pastor here. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. Because look at this. We are chosen. You may not know who you are. But see, God knows who you are. Oh, yeah. He knows who you are. Glory to God. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises, or you listen to me, of him who has called you call me out of darkness. Oh, yeah. Call me out of the nightclub. Come on, y'all. Call me out of just living any kind of way that I thought I could live. He called me out. He picked me up. Glory to God. And placed me in his marvelous light. Oh, glory to God. Isn't it good when you can see? Isn't it good when the light is on and you could see? You can look all around you and see what you've been missing, huh? Yeah, glory to God. But you who are not light, but you who are not light, that, for you are a chosen people, you are a kingdom, a priest. You're God's holy people. You're God's holy nation. That's who you are. And his very own possession. He has possessed you. He possessed you when you were in a cradle. He has possessed you when you were in your mom's womb up until this present day. You're his possession. Are you with me? Listen at that. Glory to God. And it says, that is so you can show others the goodness of God. For he calls you out of darkness. So never tell me that you don't have an assignment. Never say that you don't know what God wants you to do. Did you just hear what I said? He called you out of darkness. So you can, hey, be a witness. You can be a light for others to see the way to live in a redeemed life. Yeah, to living a saved life. Living a life in Christ where they can see the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give him praise, huh? Yeah. This is a call. This is a call out. And you know what we used to say, our friends do a call out. They call us out, and they call us out, and you be embarrassed. Well, this is a call out for Jesus. This is a call out. He's calling you out and telling you your assignment. Hey, this is your assignment, for you to be the light. Yeah. To show men, boys and girls, how to come out of darkness, how to come into the light. Glory to God. So we're just going to take a moment. Hey, hallelujah. We're going to yield to our pastor here. We are just so happy to have her. Glory to God. Minister, pastor.
Praise God. Praise God. I am just enjoying the teaching tonight. I have had a long drive back, been out of town, but I have really enjoyed myself this weekend with family. And I just thank Minister Janice for taking in and stepping to the plate and filling in for me. But I just want to say a few encouraging words, and then I'll turn it back to her. This month and for this year, I want to speak into your heart, and I'll be speaking more on it. Fear not. Fear not. God does not want us to fear. He wants us to walk into this new year with expectations and with great joy. God, you know, many times God wants to bless us in many ways, but we allow fear to come in, and fear grips us, and it hinders what God wants to do in our lives. So I say to you tonight, fear not. Fear not. I want you to get it into your spirit. Fear not. I had planned to teach on tonight, but after the long drive, I had my eye was kind of sore, I guess, from watching the road. And but I'm just so happy that Minister Janice is doing such a great job for me. Thank you, Minister Janice. Praise God for you. But
we thank God for you.
Thank you, honey. I want you to get into your spirit and hear the Spirit singing to you. Every time something, the devil tries to put something up, throw a roadblock in your way, you say in your spirit, fear not. I fear not. I don't fear you, devil. I don't fear you. And because God wants us to be strong in the power of his might, and he wants us to walk in expectation in 2018, knowing that he is God. He is God. Another word, that he is God. And there is none other like him. God can take us from this level to another level if we don't let fear step in and grip our lives and hinder us. Because Paul told us now, Satan will try to step in and hinder you. God want to do great things in your life this year. God want to give you great things. He wants to show you great things. He wants you to walk in great things. So fear not and be excited of what God wants to do in your life. Amen. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. I'm pretty sure everyone enjoyed that word, that word. Yes, because so often we do fall in fear. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we fall in it and we're unaware that we're actually fearful. So that is a now word for all of us to stay encouraged and to stay on an alert of these different things that are these different attacks that the enemy tries to roadblocks and stumblings and all kind of trips and all kind of traps that he tried to set. Yeah, so we have to be vigilant. Yeah, spiritually vigilant. Yes, yes, yes. So we just thank you, Pastor, for those encouraging words, and we just want to just continue with the praise, because we know that if we ask God to show us, God will do that. If we ask God to keep our mind and keep us vigilant so we can see and be alert and not be like the women who were the brides who their lights, they all their lights were out. They had no oil. When the groom came, they had no oil because the lights were out. They weren't vigilant. They weren't spending time with God. They weren't seeking his face. They had no relationship with God. Yeah. And it's and that is so important that we have a relationship with God so God could speak to us. And it's not always we speak and we don't hear him say anything, but we have to speak and then be quiet so the Spirit can speak back to us. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so these traps that the enemy tries to set up, we'll be more vigilant, we'll be more aware, we'll be more alert. Yes, yes, yes. So we just thank God again for that word. I know I personally thank you for that, because I know how the enemy tries to set traps. And sometimes you may not be paying attention. Mm-hmm. And a trap was set. Something you're trying to do, and you just kept delaying and putting it off, but you didn't realize behind the delay and putting off was the little fear back there who was working this and hoping that you delay and put off. So I just thank God for that, truly, truly. So let me just continue with praise. Mm-hmm. So as I was expounding to you on Psalms, let me see, Psalms 95 and 6, where we, let me just piggyback on what I had stated. Psalms 95 and 6, it says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God." Yeah. And so some people would say, "Oh, I don't want to kneel. I don't want to do that. I don't want everybody looking at me." Look, if you have a relationship with God, it's time out for who cares or who sees it. It's time out for that. It doesn't matter. If I'm in a place and the true God appears, yeah, and the true worshipers, they're here, why can't I get up and raise my hand and say hallelujah to God? Why can't I do that? Because if I have that relationship, if I love him like I say I do, I should be living a life of freedom, free. I'm not bound. Yeah, I'm no longer bound. I'm living in freedom. So my freedom tells me that I can raise my hand. I can exalt him. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, because I spend time with him. He knows my name. He knows my name. Yeah, yeah. So you listen to this. You know, you listen every day. Mm-hmm. To what God has to say to you. And God is speaking. God is not a God that he's silent. He's not saying anything. He's speaking. But are we listening? Are we listening? Mm-hmm. Are we listening to what he's saying? Yeah. And so we see that I expound on the order of worship. Mm-hmm. In order to worship God, we have to be broken. And when I say broken, I mean broken of ourselves. Self has to be broken off, and we have to begin to allow God to operate in our life and mold us and shape us in the area that he desires for us to go. Mm-hmm. Because remember, he's great, and he's almighty, and he's loving, and he's caring. Uh-huh. And he has already prepared a place for all of us. Yeah, those who have accepted his plan of salvation. The place, the way has already been made. All we have to do is walk in it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's the God that we serve. Submit ourselves to him. Believe that through all that he does, that he loves us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, fear and love, they don't mix. See, I can't love you and then you fearful. No. No, I can't. They don't go together. When I love you, there is no fear. No, 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 no. Fear is not present. Faith is present. Yeah, yeah. I'm walking by faith. Yeah. I'm walking by the word of God, what the word has said that God has promised me. Glory to God. The promises of God. Hmm? Yeah. And then it says, when you can kneel and worship, because after the brokenness, yeah. See, after being broken, you understand him. Because it's not my way or the highway. It's not that. Now is what you desire for me, O God. What is it that you desire for me to do? What is it that you desire for me to be? Hallelujah. Where do you desire for me to go? Hallelujah. And let me tell you, sometimes it's not easy. Because when God come and show you something, you know, you say, oh, God, I know how we human. Now, we human now. Remember, God know we human first. Uh-huh. He knows this. Remember, he's omnipotent. Uh-huh. He's ever-present. He's all-knowing. So there's nothing that you could do or say that he didn't know you were going to do or say. Nothing. So when he comes and he show you, he says, well, I need you to do this, or this is where it, and you start this, I call it the, I don't know what you're saying, I don't know what you're talking about, God, type of syndrome. Uh-huh. And God knows that he knew you were going to do that before you did it. Yeah. But you see, the thing is to doing that, mm-hmm, is remember to always say, okay, God, if you want me to do this, and hypothetically if, you know he does, uh-huh, show me how to do it, God. Show me. Because I don't know how to do this. I need your guidance. See, when you begin to break down, see, that's where the brokenness come in. See, the brokenness is going to admit, uh-huh, that I don't know how to do that. I never did that before. Oh, I don't, you sure? You think I can? Yes, he thinks you can. In brokenness, we can be in the presence of God, and we could seek, and we could yield for his direction. Hallelujah. Yeah, in brokenness. And so often we miss that. We miss the brokenness. We just go right on into, okay, God say I could do it. And we have to come back to the brokenness. Why? Because we're operating in our own will, in our own way, in our own knowledge. And that is not going to help us at all. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Yeah. We need to be followers of Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to follow him. We need to let the Holy Spirit lead us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here we see that I was also expounding in Psalms 150, in verse 6, where I shared with you and I said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I can remember when I was sitting in court. I was actually in an actual court. Yes. I was not one of the participants in court, but I was in there as support of a family. Yeah. But I was on a fast. Now, nobody knew that I was fasting other than me and the Holy Spirit. God knew I was on a fast. Yeah. And on the fast, I was into my meditation while I was sitting in court. Okay? And I know you're saying to yourself, well, how you could do that? How you... Real simple. For me, it was real simple because I had asked God to show me how could I do that, God. I'm on a fast. I need to, but I had to do this because I was trying to support someone. God told me very simple, get a pencil and piece of paper, and you will write it down. And while you're sitting there in court, you can just look at your paper, and that's your meditation. Did you hear what I said? That you don't have to go over here screaming and hollering. Nobody needs to even know what you're doing. Hallelujah. Nobody has to know. Huh? It's a quiet thing. And this is what God was saying to me. It could be done. Very quiet. Yeah, yeah. Very quiet. Yes. Glory to God. So there are many ways that we can do things. And God can show us. Yeah, he can show us how to do it. He can show us. Just when we think that it can't be done, God can show us how to do it. Yeah, yeah. So when we see that let everything that has breath and everyone have breath, praise God. Yeah. And a lot of times when we see that and we say, everything that has breath, praise you the Lord. So what about the animals? What about the animals? What about those things, the living things, the mammals and things of this nature? Do they praise God too? Remember, and I just spoke about this a couple of weeks ago in Victorious Living. When Noah prepared the ark, when the ark was actually prepared, who got on the ark? It was every living creature. Every two of each mammals. Mm-hmm. Come on now, think about it. So yes, they praise God too. So when we see that, and we see in this particular verse 156, and it says, "Let everything," mm-hmm. and that means literally everything, because they praise God too. It's just that they may not praise Him where we could see it. They may not praise Him the way we praise Him. They got on there with Noah too, with Noah and his family. They were obedient. Hallelujah. So when we see this, a lot of times we don't even think to that degree. We don't even think about no animal. We don't think about a dog. We don't think about them knowing the God that we know. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Yeah. When you see an animal, how he loves to be cuddled and how he comes and rub up against you, or she rubs up against you, rubs up against your shoulder or your leg. What is that? That is love. And only God, glory to God, can give us love. Only God can show us love and compassion. Did you hear what I said? So never, never think that when we see everything that gives breath, it's just only for us. Because it's not. Those animals, the mammals, they all got on the ark too. They all were obedient to what God had told Noah about two of each one. Hallelujah. Yeah. So they give praises in their own right as well. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. They do. And they show love. If you ever just take time and look and see what they do show love. The kitty, he will come up and he will be cuddled. He will come up and he will cuddle you. If you pay attention, or you just think that you never thought about it, that's love. That's the love of God right there in the animals. Yeah. When a new baby is born, we all love to see the baby hugging and cuddling and saying kind things to the baby, about the baby, bringing gift, love. Yes, yes. Glory to God. So everything, nothing is excluded from the praises of God, huh? Nothing. Yes, so we should always, every chance we get, praise God. Mm-hmm. When we have a bad day, what we call a bad day, we say, God, I thank you, God, because you were in that, and you carried me through it, Master. I thank you, and I give you praise. Yeah. Like our pastor said that she wanted to say a little more, but she felt that it was something pertaining to the drive. But God brought her through. Do you hear what I'm saying? So we find praise in everything. Hallelujah. And it is. But we just have to take time and find it. Yeah. Praise is in everything. Glory to God. Yeah, when I don't feel good, but God kept me when I didn't feel good. Oh, he sent somebody to come in, call me up and cheer me up when I wasn't feeling good. So he was in there too, so I give him praise for that. Yeah, I praise him for life. I praise him for all living things. Hallelujah. I thank him. Yeah, I thank him for which I've come, where I am right now, today. I give praise and honor to an almighty God. Yes, yes, yes. Because it's nothing that any of us have done on our own. We are not capable. The government is not capable of taking care of us. We're only taken care of by God. Did you hear what I said? God is the keeper. He's the sustainer. Yes, he is. Oh, glory to God. We live and we move and we have our being through him. It's through him. Nobody else. It's through him. So praise should be something that we automatically do every day, every chance we get. we give him praise and we thank him. We find some good in everything because God is good. God is love, and he's in everything. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this word. We thank you, God, for your people. Oh, God, we thank you, Master, for teaching us how to praise you, teaching us how to find you in everything, everything that we see, every situation. You're in it, God. We're not alone. You said you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us. Teach us, oh, God, how to praise you. Teach us how to exalt you. Yeah, when we don't feel good, help us to find the courage. Help us to find the words to say, thank you, God. Thank you for keeping my mind. Thank you, Master, for bringing me out of this slump that I'm in. Thank you, God. And I know that you'll do it. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, God. We want to just exalt you, Master, for keeping us, oh, God. For crossing us over into 2018. Yeah, nobody else could cross us over, God. Only you, Master. And we want to thank you. Thank you for Pastor's travel, God. Thank you for protecting her, bringing her back, God, safely, God. Thank you for all the listeners, Master. Yes, those that listen dutifully, Master, bless them. And every area that they stand in need of a blessing, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless their going in, to bless their going out, to bless them when they rise in the morning, and bless them when they lay down. Oh God, bless their whole household, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to teach us, oh God, how to praise you. Teach us how to exalt you, God. Teach us how to move self out the way and know that it's you in there, God. Help us to see you, Master. Help us to see you. And we're going to be careful. We're going to be careful, God, to give you all the praise. Even if we have to write it down and read it to ourselves, we're going to give you praise, Master, in everything that we do and everything that we say. In Jesus' holy name. And we thank you. Amen. We want to thank everyone that's present here tonight and ask you to come back on next Sunday evening. Pastor George will be completely in attendance. Yes, she will. Yes. And we just thank each and every one of you for your listening ear. And, of course, on Friday evenings, Victorious Living, your host, Minister Janice, we're there from 7 to 7:30, and we're just talking about how to live a victorious life. Mm-hmm. And we live the victorious life through Christ. Yes, through Christ. Christ is the one. He wants us to live victorious. He don't want us to be beaten down. He don't want us to be struggling. You hear people say, we're struggling. He don't want us to struggle. He don't want that. He died on the cross, so we wouldn't have to struggle. Yeah, yeah. So he desires for us to live in peace, live in joy, live in the hope in him and trusting him. That's what he desires for us. So we just want to say again that we look forward to having you with us and to be back with us on next Sunday at the same time, 7 to 8. And, of course, God blessings on Sister Peggy. Yes. Yes, for those words that she gives us, words of encouragement. Yes, 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 we are just grateful. We are truly grateful to have her stand by as she does so dutifully, Sister Peggy. We thank God for you. And of course, all the listeners. Yeah, God is good. And he's worthy of all praise. We have to remember to trust God no matter what it looked like. And we heard Pastor say that, but we will turn the fear into faith. Huh? We got to turn it around. Turn that fear into faith and trust in Almighty God. So again, we want to tell you to be blessed in Jesus' name. And we'll see you back next Sunday, 7 to 8. Amen.